Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump has signed into law a one-day federal spending bill preventing a government shutdown last night. NPR's Jen Newman reports this came after the House and Senate passed the one-day stopgap bill earlier yesterday.
Trump's signature came minutes before the midnight deadline. It buys Congress additional time to hold votes on the pandemic relief deal. Congressional leaders say they have secured a deal for a sweeping $900 billion rescue package, but the full details of what will be in the package have not yet been released.
NPR's Jen Newman. Hospitals in Tennessee are fast approaching a breaking point. From member station WPLN, Blake Farmer reports the state has the highest rate of new coronavirus cases in the U.S.
Hospitals in Tennessee are breaking new records nearly every day, and the state's public health officials are issuing their most dire warnings yet. After Thanksgiving, State Health Commissioner Lisa Piercy says cases spiked by 40% and hospitals are still treating them.
If we have another surge after Christmas or after New Year, like we did after Thanksgiving, it will completely break our hospitals.
So far, two rural hospitals have needed ventilators from a government stockpile. A federal team was deployed to Northeast Tennessee to assist, and the field hospitals known as alternative care sites remain empty. That's because the state can't drum up enough people to staff them. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Two vaccines against COVID-19 are now being distributed. Healthcare workers and nursing home residents were among the first in line. A federal advisory committee for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the next priority group should be adults over the age of 75 and frontline essential workers who deal with the public, such as teachers, police officers, and grocery store workers. Several European countries are banning passenger flights from the UK after a new variant of the coronavirus was detected. As Esme Nicholson reports, the new strain has also been found in the Netherlands, Denmark, and Australia.
France, Germany, and Ireland are among the latest EU member states to halt incoming flights from the UK starting at midnight local time, following similar moves in Italy, the Netherlands, and Belgium. A highly contagious variant of the coronavirus, called B117, is spreading rapidly throughout the southeast of England. Citing modelling data, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday that the strain appears to be up to 70% more infectious. The World Health Organization is currently consulting the United Kingdom's health authorities to ascertain what impact the B117 strain could have on the pandemic and to what extent it affects the severity of the disease. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
This is NPR. The Trump campaign said yesterday it's filed another petition with the Supreme Court challenging the results of the presidential election that Joe Biden won. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the campaign is asking that three decisions by a Pennsylvania state court be overturned, rulings that relate to the interpretation of laws covering mail-in ballots. This is the fourth lawsuit regarding Pennsylvania the Trump campaign has taken to the Supreme Court. All the others failed. Dozens of other lawsuits involving other states have also been dismissed or withdrawn. The four teams for the college football playoffs were named today: Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. The selection committee had its most extensive discussion about the only team of the four that did not win its conference championship. Greg Eklund reports.
That was Notre Dame after losing a rematch against Clemson in the ACC championship. Selection Committee Chairman Gary Barta says Notre Dame edged out Texas A&M for the final playoff spot because of who they beat earlier in the season.
Notre Dame had two wins over ranked teams, that one of those wins was against Clemson, and that Texas A&M had one win over a ranked team.
The semifinal game on January 1st between Alabama and Notre Dame has been moved from the Rose Bowl in California to Arlington, Texas, because of the rising number of COVID-19 cases in Southern California. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
The national champion in college football is to determine January 11th at Hard Rock Stadium in Florida. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.